Good evening to everyone. First of all, I would like to thank God because I know He is the one who brought me here. I've been here 3 years ago. I left my brochure in your main door in there. So how I wish then that I tried to call your numbers, but no one answers. Maybe that time God did not allow me to come. And by the way, thank you, Dr. Chesney, for allowing me to come into your church and to say something about the ministry in the Philippines. And of course, it is not easy for me to stand behind the pulpit of the man of God. But I'm so grateful to the Lord because He allowed me to do this. Thank you, sir. And thank you, church, for allowing me to come here to fellowship with you and to share with you the work of the Lord in the Philippines. So I need to shorten my testimony. Give the outline so that it becomes not long. So how the Lord found me and how the Lord called me into the ministry and how the Lord used me. That's the outline of my testimony. First of all, I would like to share to you that I came from a very poor family. In the Philippines is not just the poorest country, but I say this that we born poor in the Philippines, and my parents were only they are just ordinary farmers. They did not own the land. It's owned by our neighbor, but we are just working the land just to have food in the Philippines. And if we don't work, we don't eat. That's our life. Because we have only 9 siblings. Yeah, we are so very poor, but sometimes I did not understand why my parents produce 9 children. They are so very poor. But God has a plan for everything. And because of that situation, we are living in poverty. I'm the eldest. I'm the eldest. So I experience all the hardship in the family, in the farm, because I was the only one who helped my father in the field, in everything, in the home. So I experienced all of that. And one day, I felt in my heart that I need to go away and find a job so that I can help more my family. And then I talked to my father then, and I said I need to go away and find a work, a job, so that I can help you more. And he told me that who will accompany me in the farm. And I didn't give the answer because I know I was the only one. So, very, very early in the morning, after I worked 2 days just to earn my fare in going to find a job. So, very early in the morning, I went out from our small house and then go to somewhere, the place where I do not know. I just rode a bus, a small bus, going to other province. I just rode in there. I sat at the back of the bus because I only have 100 pesos in my pocket, equivalent to $2 in here. So I rode in a bus, and then When they in charge of the fare coming, I pretending that I am sleeping, so that he will not get my fare because I don't have money. And then when we reach the province of Cagayan, because our province is Isabela, and then when we reach the province of Cagayan, the in charge of the fair coming approached me and he shook me like that. "You wake up," he said. "Where is your fair? Where are you going?" And I said, "What's this place?" And he said, "This is Cagayan. Where is your fair?" And then I handed my 100 pesos to him. "It's only 100 pesos. Where are you going? Where is the station of this bus?" And he said, "In Ilocos Norte." "So your money is only for here. So you go down," he said to me. So I went down from the bus. I don't have money left at the time. And then it was so dark at the time. And then one tricycle driver approached me. And he came to me and said, "Where are you going?" I do not know what to tell him at the time. But I don't know, maybe God talked to me at the time. It reminds me that I said, "Is there any Baptist church here?" Because in our place there is a Baptist church there, but we are not attending the Baptist church. In my parents, they are not attending church. They did not teach us about God. They did not teach us about religion. They did not teach us about spiritual things. They give focus, their attention to how to get food for their family. So at that time, brethren, the Lord, when I rode the tricycle, and I said, the tricycle driver said, "I know a Baptist church here, but they are just coming here. They are in the beginning of their ministry. Can you please bring me there?" I said to the tricycle driver, because I know Baptist pastor has the heart like you, pastor. And then I did not know when we reached that place, and then the tricycle driver knocked the door like that. "Apo, in Ilocano, apo." And then, big man come out. And then you know this. That man, the pastor of that new beginning work in that area, was my uncle. He is my uncle. We didn't see each other for a long time. And I noticed him. He is my uncle. I do not know that my uncle is there, pastoring a church there. All I know is my uncle, he went far away from his home also. And then he noticed me. "Benson, why you are here?" And then I embraced him. And I said, "I left my family. I'm here to find a job." And at that time, he take your ship, he said, and he got his Bible and shared to me the Word of God. The simple plan of salvation, that was the time I received the Lord in my heart. It was so very dramatic. That's why when I remember that, I become very emotional, because I've seen the plan of God. And then I got saved March 8, 1991. And then I told him, "Uncle, if you have money, please lend me just to enough fare for me going to Ilocos Norte." And he said, "I don't have money this time. Let's wait for Sunday. Maybe the Lord will provide." So I stayed there for how many days? And then when he has money, he lent me money. And then I said, "I will give you back this money." "No, no problem about that. You go and find a job in Ilocos Norte." Don't you know that my uncle is a direct fruit of the American missionary who came to our place? And he won me to the Lord.
He won me to the Lord. And in Ilocos Norte, I found a job there. I need to carry a 60 kilos rice. Very hard. But my training in my family, I said, I can do this. I can do this. So even though I was only 20 at the time, 60 kilos. Every day. Every day. But you know, I'm only earning 150 pesos for one day. Very hard work. $3, equivalent of $3. Equivalent of $3 now. So very hard work. And then I found out that the owner of that a rice mill, because they are graining rice, the owner is a member of a Baptist church in the Philippines. And he said, no work on Sunday. All of you will come and follow me. And let's attend a Baptist service in San Nicolas, the another town. So, all of us, he brought us there and attend church services. And to God be the glory, within the Lord. Because of that, little by little, God is talking to my heart. And then, I found out that I have a relative in Ilocos Sur, another province. When he heard that I'm there in Ilocos Norte, he came and encouraged me to enroll at Bible College. He encouraged me to enroll at Bible College. And I do not know, I went in that place to find a job. But I do not know when he encouraged me. Just instinct. And God talked to me and he said, you say yes. So, I did not control my tongue and say yes. Okay, I will try. Yes, I will try to enroll at the Bible College. And I enrolled in the Bible College. And he told me, I will support you. But after almost a month, that support became nothing. Yeah. But because then, God is talking to my heart, I need to continue. I need to continue. And then, I shared that to my employer, and he said, Benson, come here every Monday, and I will give you rice. Just work for me, every Monday, I will give you rice. So, I need to work hard just to have food and to have my tuition fee for the college. So, I work hard. And to God be the glory, God allowed me to graduate from that college. Yes. In my second year in that college, I received a telegram. And that telegram says, come home immediately, your sister died. I don't have money at that time because I just worked for my tuition fees, my food. I don't know what to do at that time. But I shared that story. I showed that telegram to the director of the school. And the director of the school, he talked to the teachers and they gave me money just to go home. Go back home. And that was the only time that I saw again my parents and my siblings. We didn't have communication when I went to Ilocos Norte. Because they did not know that I enrolled at the Bible College. What they knew is I went there to find a job. And then I said to myself, because at that time, I knew the importance of salvation in my heart and in my life. And I prayed to the Lord and I said, Lord, if you allow me to go home, I will preach your word to my family. And I went home and I preached the word and all of them got saved. Amen. All of them got saved. And then, at the very early in the morning, I kneeled down to the Lord and I said, Lord, thank you so much. But please, one more. let me baptize all of them. And I baptized all of them. All of my siblings, my parents, I baptized all of them. Maybe you don't believe this. Now, we are all serving the Lord faithfully. Now, we are now 4 pastors in our family. I was the first one who got saved. But I did my responsibility because I love my own family. That was 1992, God spoke into my heart that, Lord, if you allow me to start a Bible college in the future, please do that for me. Because there are a lot of young people, they are so very, very poor. They have the desire to serve God. They have the desire to enroll at the Bible college, but they cannot do it. Why? Because they don't have money. This is the reason why I come here in the United States, brethren in the Lord. Ministry for me is life. It's a life. It is not a job. I've been in the ministry since 1996. I graduated from the college in 1994. But I went to the full-time ministry in 1996. I started the work by the grace of God. No Christian, zero Christian. The church sent me in that place, Baduk, Ilocos Norte. Without Christian, the only tool I have is door knocking, soul winning, one-on-one. Because in 1992, I surrendered my life to the Lord. And I said to the Lord, Lord, please, this is my life. From now on, my life is not mine. This is yours. Use it the way you want. But I had talked to him and I said, Lord, please, use this body, use me, but please, feed me at least 3 times a day. Feed me at least 3 times a day. Because in our place, sometimes we only eat twice a day. And I said, Lord, please feed me at least 3 times a day. And from that time on, I said to myself, this body is not mine anymore. So I counted myself as an employee of the Lord. He is there watching over me every day. That's why I encourage myself, I need to work. Why? Because God is feeding me. So I work 8 to 9 hours a day. Because the government employees in the Philippines, they are working 8 hours a day. But I said to myself, if they can do it for 8 hours, I can do it for 9 hours. And I did that consistently. And I worked 2 to 3 hours at night for Bible studies. That's how I started the work. Now the work is growing by the grace of God. Not because of me, but because of God. Sometimes I'm thinking I'm not worthy. You know why? I'm not educated man. I'm just a poor man. But he called me into the ministry. And then the Bible says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordain you to do the work. Praying in the Lord, from the time I experienced, God is always there for me. Now, this college that we started by faith, God put in my heart in 1992, but this college was only realized in 2008. You don't believe this? 3 of my siblings graduated from this school. And they are pastoring now different churches. This school has 24 graduates now. 10 out of the 24 They have their own mission works. They are in different towns doing the work of the Lord. There are times that I said to God, I told to God that, God, I can't continue this. I don't have the means. But because of the fruits, I have the courage. I have the courage. And then in 2008, I have known this organization, Pastor. And then Pastor Jim told me, the president of this mission board, he said, Benson, you've been in a ministry for so many years. You have those things, but you did not yet go to America. I really appreciate what you are doing. And he said, are you planning to go to America? I don't have money, Pastor. I don't have money. But if God will allow me to go there, then maybe he will open the door for me in America. And he said, okay, I will send you an invitation. So he sent me an invitation, and I tried to go to the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines to be interviewed. And I passed the interview. That's why I'm here. And then, I was so little discouraged before, but because of those opportunities, again, God talked to me. You have already the fruits. Why you stop? Because this college, all is free. All is free. No tuition fees. If you cannot provide your food, we can provide your food in many ways. Because the members of the church that God entrusted to me, they are so loving people. They love to help. Praise the Lord. So this is the reason why I come here in America. For this college. I left my family. I love my family. Actually, the birthday of my wife was May 26, but I'm here. Our anniversary, wedding anniversary, May 28, but I'm here. My birthday, May 31st, but I'm here. Father's Day, I'm here. And my wife called me. The doctor found but from me. And she said, why? What's that? I'm suffering from kidney stones right now. And a small cyst, 0.9 centimeter, in my right kidney. She's always calling me, Pa, come home. But I can't do nothing. You know why? Because of the ministry. I have a mission here. That's why, brethren, the Lord, please partner to us in the ministry in the Philippines. Pastor, I challenge you. If you don't have a missionary in the Philippines, please, if you can adopt us and claim that in the ministry in the Philippines is yours, no problem about me. No problem about that. Why? Because your ministry here and our ministry there is all God's ministry. We are just called by God to serve Him. Maybe you are more comfortable here in serving the Lord because you have a good auditorium, air condition, you have all cars. But in the Philippines, we are poor. But I'm proud to say, we really love God. We do our best to serve God. We are producing men and women in serving the Lord in a full-time service. So please, partner to that. Partner to that. We need partners on that. If the Lord will allow you, Pastor, please come in the Philippines and see what I'm telling you. I have a presentation there. If you have time, you can copy that and watch that if you have time. So that you can see that what I told you are true. I told you what is in my heart, and I know the Lord will work on you. Once again, Pastor, thank you so much. Members, thank you so much for allowing me. I know I said that the Holy Spirit brought me here, the Lord brought me here, and your door is open for me. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Somebody else heard, and the whole family heard, and the whole family got set up. You see the result of that. That's what missions is all about. That's what we've been preaching for the last 7 years here. That's what missions is all about. Just like Paul said, all that is added to your account. Friends, anything that we ever send, if we send anybody into the foreign mission field, we give a dollar to a foreign mission, anything that goes toward a mission that reaches somebody else that would not have heard the gospel, friends, that's how missions works. It's the heart of God. That's what God desires of us when He says to go. That's what He means to go. We can all go and sail across the ocean or go to a foreign land, but we can send others there to do that. And that's what we do when we support them. I'm thankful for this man. I believe the Lord's seen here tonight. Nothing else to wake me up and to make me see. I mean, I've always understood, but to hear somebody that's actually been affected by somebody that's with and give their testimony of what that does. Listen, we can have missionaries from here talk all day long, but until we see the fruit of that, to show us how real it is, oh, it's wonderful. I thank God for that. I'm not going to preach the message I had to preach tonight. I believe we've heard enough preaching tonight. I believe that message right there was me. So what I'd like us to do, I want us to stand tonight. And I want us to sing together. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Everybody knows that song. It's page 57 in your hymn book if you don't have it. But just sing it without music.
Amazing Grace.
No!
Father's Day. Hey, well, I appreciate everybody that's here tonight. Appreciate Brother Benson here tonight sharing his testimony. Appreciate the Lord. Does anybody got anything in their heart tonight before we go?